I'm Ryan LaCroix in the KOSU Oklahoma City studios, and this is Sample Size. Every week we talk music news and new music releases with Matt Carney, the pop music columnist for the Oklahoman's entertainment magazine, Look at OKC. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first up, we have a Nashville singer that sounds like she came out of the singer-songwriter era of the early 70s.
Where do you go when the only home that you know is with a stranger? Those are the words of Natalie Prass, a singer and songwriter whose list of credentials, though short, include a stint on tour singing backup for Jenny Lewis. The song's called My Baby Don't Understand Me, and it's the second single off her self-titled debut that's out later this month, and it's fantastic. A subtle, warm R&B ballad that stays delicate even as it ends in a loud crescendo. It's a song about ambiguity and uncertainty, and the throwback production communicates those states of being expertly. The drumming's restrained and pops in and out, as are the horns that hide in the back corner of the mix when they aren't needed. They all serve to set a dramatic stage on which Natalie Prass performs, evoking Joni Mitchell or Carole King in their prime. Our love is like a long goodbye. We keep waiting for the train to cry, because my baby don't understand me.
That's Natalie Prass with My Baby Don't Understand Me off her upcoming self-titled debut, which is out on January 27th via Space Bomb Records. Next, a band best known for their musical output in the 1970s lands near the top of the bill for a big-time music festival.
Every year, the announcement of the lineup for the Coachella Music Festival in Indio, California, serves as something of a barometer of cool, booking acts that appeal to a mostly younger, affluent audience of listeners who can afford a plane ticket and long weekend on the West Coast. So I thought the inclusion of a band of jazz rock dinosaurs formed in 1972 was an odd bit of pretzel logic for this year's fest. Yep, Steely Dan's up there on Coachella's 2015 bill. Their precise jazz time signatures on the same level as big-time EDM acts and much, much younger guns, many of them currently at or near the top of the U.S. pop singles charts, a location that the Dan hasn't known since Hey 19 barely cracked the top 10 in 1980. But I'm cheering Steely Dan's primary members Donald Fagen and Walter Becker on in this endeavor. They might be old men recording pristine songs, but the characters in those songs were always lecherous old men with ill intent. And out in the dusty desert of California, among the young and drug-addled, is where they should sound right at home. I was smoking with the boys upstairs when I heard about the whole affair. I said, whoa, no, William and Mary won't do now. Well, I did not think the girl could be so rude. And I'm never going back to my old school.
That Steely Dan with My Old School off their 1973 album, Countdown to Ecstasy. The jazz rock band will play the Coachella Music Festival in April. Finally, we have a punk band that we featured in October that has a new album releasing next month.
If you were to compare guitar playing to driving a car, then Marissa Paternoster of the New Jersey punk trio Screaming Females would be a Hollywood stuntwoman, zigzagging through her own songs with a furious stop-start abandon that, despite its apparent recklessness, remains wholly in her control. She shreds hard. And while that skill alone is certainly good enough to get you a job somewhere in the music industry, Paternoster does it while singing really well on the fist pumpers that she helped write. Screaming Females have a new record out next month, and this song, Criminal Image, is on it, curiously with a little piano breakdown showing up about midway through. But this is still very much a Screaming Female song, with Paternoster wailing her lungs out before shifting gears into a guitar solo for the ages.
Why not pull you, made it stop? Your heart is
Wednesday's issue of Look at OKC features Adam Kemp's unbelievable story of madness, wrestling, and mayhem behind the film Foxcatcher and its Oklahoma connection. I'm Ryan LaCroix.
And I'm Matt Carney.
And this has been Sample Size. You can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at OK Matt Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.